muWashington DC ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Njebele. Amatshono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 27 lwezi 2020 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abantu ngithanda ukwaxwayisa ukuthi iCOVID-19 ayikapheli. Ukwehla kwenani akusho ukuthi iCOVID-19 isiphelile. Inani labantu abale COVID-19 phandle lapha lisaseliningi.
Ukumemetheka kweCOVID-19 ezigabeni zeMandebeleni kuqhubekela phambili ngesiqubu esethusayo. Bekumashumi edlula ayisicamunwemunye 81 abatholakale belegciwane leli izolo kuphela.
Into enhle ngale budget ukuthi iphe imali ethe xaxa kwezemfundo lezempila kahle, kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho ke hayi ibudget iyehluleka.
Kuphuma imibono etshiyeneyo phezu kwebudget ka-2021 yamabhiliyoni edlula amakhulu amane amadola eZimbabwe, 421 billion Zimbabwe dollars, eyethulwe ngumphathintambo wezemali izolo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhla sihamba lomculi umqaphiswela ogxile umdumo kamasigandi ephethe idlaladla lakhe elitsha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ezigabeni zeMandebeleni kuqhubekela phambili ngesiqubu esethusayo. Kunje, phakathi kwabantu abahlolwe leli gciwane izolo, abedlula ikhulu 115 abafunyene bele COVID-19, abangamashumi edlula ayisithupha 63 babo ngabakobulawayo, abane bengabe Matabeleland North, eMatabeleland South belishumilane 14. Okutsho ukuba lo mhlubo lo ube lenani eliphezulu ukwedlula zonke indawo elizweni. Labafunyene bele gciwane bekumashumi edlula ayisificamunwemunye 81. Anastasia Ndlovu uzethulela lolu daba.
Lanxa uhulumende eseyabele imali eningi kugatsha lwezemfundo lolwezempilakahle kunational budget yakhe yomnyaka ozayo ka-2021, iningi selisesabela ukuthi akuhlelile kungabe sokuphuzile, ngabe uvele wakwenza izikolo zingakavulwa ngemva kwe-COVID-19 lockdown. Kunje izikolo sezisesatshelwa ukuba zingaba ngumthombo wokusabalalisa igcikwane le-coronavirus kulandela udubo olubangwa yileli gciwane ezikolweni ezimbala elizweni jikelele. Isikolo seJohn Tarlac eNtabazinduna esigabeni seMatabeleland North yiso esivalwe ngeviki edluleyo ngemva kokutholakala kwabantwana phose amakhulu amabili lezisebenzi zalesi sikolo belegciwane leli. Ngayonale iviki isikolo seChinoyi eMashonaland West laso sibhekane lodubo lunye okutholakale abantwana abalithumi belegciwane kunye lezisebenzi. Kuthi esigabeni seMatabeleland South isikolo seMatopo High School laso sivaliwe leli gciwane selitholakale ebantwaneni abalithumi lezisebenzi ezimbili. Ingcwethi zezempilakahle emhlubulweni weMandebeleni eziningi sezikhuthaza ukuba kubuyelwe ekuvalweni kwalesi sigaba ku-lockdown ngoba lumkhuhlane usuqalile ukusabalala ngesiqubu esikhulu kulalapho uqala. Umqondisi wesibhedlela sempilo Central Hospital kobulawayo usikhwica mfundo Solwayo Ngwenya ngomunye wabakhuthaza ukuba uhulumende ngabe uyathatha amanyathelo aqinileyo ngalumhlubulo.
Abantu ababanjwa umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus ubhahile khonapha kithi kobulawayo lasemathebheleleni. Yikho kade sixwayisa isikhathi eside bantu. Sesifikile isikhathi esibi kakhulu. Siyalicela ukuthi lilalele khonokho esihlala silitshela ngakho. Abantu ababanjwa i-coronavirus kade sibabhubha masinyane amalanga amabili amathathu. Umkhuhlane wakhona usumubi kakhulu. Yikho inani labantu abalawo njalo inani labantu ababhubhayo kulo mkhuhlane. mkhuhlane liyasiya phambili liyaxwayisa kakhulu mahlaba ezulu lingasondelelani labantu eduze liphefumulelana lingakwenzi lokho siyabonga
udokotela wedwa Ndebele uvumelane longwenya ethi abantu abaqinise ukuzivikela ekubambeni iCovid-19 ngoba ayike lapheki
abantu ngithanda ukwaxwayisa ukuthi iCovid-19 ayikapheli ukuyehla kwenani akusho ukuthi iCovid-19 isiphelile ngenxa yokuthi kulama factors amaningi angachaza ukuthi kungani inamba zabantu ezidiagnose ukuthi iCovid-19 zisehla kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi waziwe ukuthi i-percentage ye-infection rate ayikayehli okutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abale COVID-19 phandle lapha lisaseliningi ngakho abantu kumele beqhubeke be-exercise ama-measures awe-social distancing beqhubeke begqoka ama-mask uma bephuma in public beqhubeke begeza izandla besanitize izandla ukwenzela ukuthi bengamemethekisi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 njalo ukuthi bona bengawutholeli umkhuhlane we-COVID-19
lisiyatshona ilanga layizolo kobulawayo bese kulabantu abedlula amakhulu amathathu 326 abagulayo ngemva kokufa umanwa bele coronavirus leli gcikwane selibulele abangamachumi edlula ayisikhombisa 79 kusukela mhla zilichumi ngomfufu kusiyafika izolo kuleli dolobho kunje eZimbabwe jikelele sebezinkulungwane phose ezilichumi 9623 asebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 abalokhu beqiniswa ilomkhuhlane sebephose bafike inkulungwane eyodwa 952 kodwa asebeke balaliswa ligcikwane leli basila sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezithoba minwe mibili 8397 labulala abangamakhulu phose amathathu 274 abantu bakhuthazwa ukuqhubeka bezivikela kulo umkhuhlane bengayekethisi ekulandeleni iziqondiso ezibekwe nguhulumende labenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba eWorld Health Organization iWHO ngoba awuke lapheki ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumakakasi athi 909 AM 4930 6175 laku 7255 kHz ku shortwave
Kuphuma imibono etshiyeneyo phezu koluhlu lwendleko lokubuthaniswa kwemali ezasetshenziswa nguhulumende ule national budget yomnyaka ozayo yamabhiliyoni edlela amakhulu amane amadola eZimbabwe 421 billion Zimbabwe dollars iyethulwe ngumphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba
lanxa abaningi bevumelana ukuthi uhulumende wenze kuhle ekwabeleleni imali ethe xaxa kugatsha lwezempila kahle lolwemfundo ye-primary le-secondary bathi kunengi okungacaciyo kule ibhajethi yelizwe yomnyaka ozayo oka-2021 isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi eye-National Consumer Rights Association NACORA umnumzana Efi Ncube upha umbono wakhe phezu kwale bhajethi
Into enhle ngale budget ukuthi iphe imali ethe xaxa kwezemfundo lezempila kahle ingawiqathanisa lezinye ingatsha zikahulumende leyo mali iyadingeka kakhulu lezemfundo ziqakathekile kanti ke njalo sisempini enkulu sisilwa le COVID-19 kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho ke ayi i-budget iyehluleka iqhubeke ikhweza umthelo ebantwini abangafanelanga bathele ngendlela ebuhlungu yebo kambisusile lapha nalaphana kodwa abanengi bazabulawa ngumthelo
uthi kunengi okungabekwanga kwacaca uNcube okunjengokudinga indlela zokusungula imisebenzi uZulu angayenza athole ukuziphilisa.
Bese kusitho qhatheke kakhulu ayikukhulumanga ukuthi abantu abasebenzayo iholo labo liyakhwezwa njani ukuze bondle abantu babo ngendlela efaneleyo. Kanti ke imisebenzi iyodingakala kakhulu, kakukhulunywanga ukuthi imisebenzi izadalwa njani. Abantu bafuna imisebenzi okunengi kabakudingi, bafuna ukusebenza bondle abantu babo. Le budget ayikukhulumi, ayilakhi icebo lalokho.
Kwagcizelelwa nguNobhala Jikelele wenhlanganiso emela isebenzi eyeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, umnumzana Jafet Moyo, othi i-budget le iveza sobala ukuba uhulumende uzama ukudinga imali ngazo zonke indlela, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abantu babhekane lobunzima obunganani.
Sibona i-budget engakhangeleli ukuthi ingaqeda njani kumbe abantu bangakhitshwa njani ebuyangeni. Sibona i-budget engakhangeleli ukuthi uhulumende engengezelela okungakanani abantu ababhadala i-tax, ngokuthi abantu ababhadala i-tax kufanele kube ngabantu abaholayo. So i-budget kayikhulumi ngokuthi imisebenzi izatholakala njani kumbe ingenziwa njani ukuthi amakhampani ke avule, amakhampani aqhatshe abantu. Sikubone ku-budget elei njengama budget eminyaka edlulileyo.
Umoyo usola ezinye indlela uhulumende athi ufuna ukusebenzisa ukubuthanisa imali ezinjengokubamba ngamandla abaphila ngokuthengisa ukubhadala umthelo.
Usebenzisa ke indlela ezichiyeneyo ukuthi akwanise phela ukuthathela abantu izimali, njengoba amakhampani bayazama ke ukubaleka ekubhadaleni imali. So sesiboneke i-budget ke engani iba lukhuni kulabo abasakhulayo abasazama ukuthi bakhe amakhampani zabo. Asiyo budget ke esiyibona ukuthi iya-encourage ukukhula kwamakhampani. Sibona engani i-budget ezama kukhama laba abazama ukukhula.
Kodwa emazwini akhe okwethula i-national budget ka-2021 izolo, uNcube uthe ihlelwe ngobunono obukhulu ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa ilizwe kanye lenhlala kahle kaZulu.
This budget seeks to enhance productivity in agriculture during the forthcoming and subsequent agriculture seasons.
Le budget ijonge ukuthuthukisa imisebenzi ehlangothini lwezokulima, okubalisa ukuthi umlimi anelise ukuthola usizo lwezokulimisa ngesikhathi, ukuqhuba inhlelo eziqondane lezokuguquka kwamkhathi, okwenza umlimi enelise ukuqhuba imisebenzi yezokulima njengebhizimusi elimtholisa inzuzo, lokuthi azi ukulondoloza imvelo ukuze liqhubekele phambili lolu hlangothi.
Protecting the environment for sustainability of the sector.
Okuyinto ephikiswa ngowake waba ngumphathi ntambo wezemali engomunye wabasekeli bomkhokheli webandla le-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Tendai Biti, othi ilizwe likusimo esibi kwezomnotho kungenxa yamaphutha kahulumende weZANU-PF.
The standard economic problems are many. There is a result of the failure of economics. There is a
ilizwe libhekane lenkinga kwezomnotho nje ngezibangelwa ngabantu, zibangelwa ekungalandelwa kwenhlelo zakhe uhulumende ezokuthuthukisa umnotho. Ungabona ukwehla kwemali kufika usilinganiso se-14%, yazi ukuba liyehluleka, kodwa nxa leso silinganiso sesiku-785%, yafana nje lokuthi liyabe lingaselayo uhulumende, selehlulekile.
Kodwa isiphathamandla sohlangothi lokwethulwa kwemibiko kuZANU-PF, umnumzana Tafazwa Mugwadi, uyakulandula okukhulunywa ngubithi.
How have we been able as a country to confront COVID-19 alone without the support of the IMF and the World Bank, to which he has written a letter to withhold and refuse or stop supporting Zimbabwe financially?
Sanelise njani ukuqhuba inhlelo zokulwisana nomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 singazange sithole usizo oluvelela kwabe-IMF le-World Bank? Uyakhohlwa ukuthi nguye wabhala incwadi yokwazisa abatholisa usizo ukuthi bangaze basiza ele Zimbabwe njengalokhu okwenziwa kwamanye amazwe, wona atholisa imali ye-COVID Relief Fund. Yena uBiti nguye osenkingeni njalo uyazi mhlophe ukuthi yena labanye bakhe sekuphelile ngabo.
Okusalayo inengi lithi yikubona kuba kuzolandelwa na lokho okumunyethwe yile iNational Budget ka-2021 kungasoke kwabuyelwa njalo ukuyadinga enye umnyaka ongakapheli ngendlela eyama-supplementary budgets. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Umongameli Donald Trump webandla lama Republicans uthi uzakwehla esihlalweni nxa abakhetha umongameli kwele Melika njengomkhuba osetshenziswa kulelo lizwe owe Electoral College vote bengavotela umnumzana Joseph Biden webandla lama Democrats okhanya emnqobe ukukhetho olusanda kwenziwa. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
UTrump wethule lokhu izolo eWashington DC ekhuluma lentatheli ezindaba ngesikhathi sekhefu le-Thanksgiving. Uthe uzasuka esikhundleni nxa i-Electoral College ingabuya esigodlweni seMelika kumaviki ambalwa azayo bavotele uBiden. Kaphumelanga egcekeni ebuzwa ukuba kulakho yini uyabona uBiden engena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela. Uthe okwamanje usalwisana nalokhu athi yiwebuya kokhetho libandla lamademocrats. UTrump usekhulume kakhulu ngalokhu loba kungela bufakazi ukuba wacilwa kukhetho lolu. Usezama ukuguqula impumela yokhetho lolu eveza ukuba uBiden ulama electoral votes edlula amakhulu amathathu 306 kuthi uTrump ulambu ngamakhulu amabili lamathumi amathathu lambili 232. Okhethwa ukuba ngumongameli kumele athole ama electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamathumi ayisikhombisa 270. Kumavoti elizwe lonke jikelele uBiden ulama voti adlula izigidi ezingamathumi ayisitshiyangalombili 80 million, kuthi uTrump ula izigidi ezingamathumi ayisikhombisa lane 74 million. Olandela ukhetho lolu umnumzana uKay Ndlovu odabuka ekwele Zimbabwe uthi ukhetho lolu lwenziwa ngemfanelo.
Siyalubabaza ukhetho lwase-America. Kambe shuwa ngabe kuseZimbabwe ngabe zingaki izidumbu esezidojiwe ufihlwa lolu khodo? Sibonga amabutho e-America ale democracy engayizwayo. Akula muntu othunjiweyo, akula muntu osefihliwe. Kuyakhulunyiswana lanxa uTrump esesidla lezigebenga.
Umnumzana Isaac Mpofu laye odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uthi uyalulandela kakhulu ukhetho lolu.
Ukhetho lwase-America luhambe kahle lona. Yikuthi nje kuphela umdala lo ngabadala laba bajwayela ukuthi bona abafuni ukuhlulwa. Yabona umuntu ongafuni ukuhlulwa unenkinga vele. Kodwa ke asilindeni ubaba uJoe Biden sizwe ukuthi yena njobana ezothatha isihlalo sobupresident ngoJanuwari. Sibona ukuthi ngoFebruwari i-Afrika yona uyifakaphi. Kodwa ukhetho lona luklini luhle kakhulu futhi kakhulu ngabe wonke amazwe engaba kanje. Ngoba uze ngithi luhle ngoba noma ebewinile ubani kabani bona.
Omunye njalo ngumnumzana Alec Nyati othi kunengi okukhangelelwe ukuthi kuzawenziwa nguBiden engangena esikhundleni.
Masho wena uJoe Biden uthi hayi kususela ngomnyaka ozayo democracy izacaca ngokuJoe Biden ngamademocrats. Uthi idemocracy bayazi kahle, bayiqonda kahle. So sikhanye lokukhulu okuvela kuJoe Biden.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Mongameli Moyo othi kodwa kukhanya engazani ukhetho lulakho ukubanjwabanjwa ngabanye abantu, impumela yangkhona igcina ingaphumi kahle.
Mnumzana uTrump inkulumo yakhe abayinaki njengoba nje kwezinye indawo kwaphinda ukubalwa amavoti lenani langakhuphuki kangako elakhe. Kodwa wena ngani ubufakazi unawo ukuthi indaba yokhetho yinto nje yokuqilebezelana ngokhetho, yinto nje ekhona umhlaba wonke. Ngezinye indlela uma kwehlula lezinkantolo zingamnaki aka kayeke elinde uBiden sibone ukuthi yena kuzoba nomehluko yini embusweni wakhe umephethe.
Umongameli wakule Melika ugcotshwa ngozibandlela njengalokho okubekwe kusisekelo sombuso welizwe. Kwenziwa loba obe ngumongameli engavumanga uba unqotshi wokukhetho lukamongameli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingu-Gibbs Dube.
Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela uqonga wenani lasebetholakala bele COVID-19 emhlabeni jikelele ukugoqela eZimbabwe kanye lengxoxo eqhubeka iseMelika ngemva kokhetho lokudinga umongameli. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wakwele South Africa wazise ngequla labaphathi ntambo aselibumbile abazahlolisisa udaba lokutshiswa empini yokulwiswa kwabatshayeli bakwamanye amazwe abasebenza elizweni lakhe. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Iqula labaphathi ntambo leli ligoqela ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya olwamapholisa olwezemisebenzi lwezokuthutha. Umqondisi wogatsha lwezemisebenzi uMnumzana Thobile Lamathi uthi iqula labaphathi ntambo leli liza kuthekelela amankampani amaroli libheke ukuthi kawaqatshanga yini abatshayeli abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Sizaphinda njalo ndawonye lamapholisa sivimbe imigwaqo sizingela abatshayeli abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni.
And then take action in incidences where we identify a violation of immigration act.
Utumsebenzi wabo wokuqala ngokuqeda udlakela lolo oluqhubekayo nokubopha labo abalubangelayo. Uthi kwamanje bakhona sebebotshiwe ngamapholisa ngalolu daba njengoba sekutshiswe amaroli edlula amashumi amathathu kwafa umtshayeli kwalimala abanye. Kodwa kumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi omela enye inhlanganiso yabatshayeli bakwele South Africa AATDF uthi abalalo ithemba elikhulu lokuthi iqula labaphathi ndaboleli liza kusiza kulolu daba.
No 50% wethemba ngoba akusiyona ukuqala ebe khona namanye ama task team phambilini azange zenze enzele lutho bhuti. Nalokho besitshela nje ukuthi kuzoba njengama road block, kuzobhekwa ama permit, kuzoba no inspector webhuti. Sidinga ukuthi kubhekwe ama permit la no inspector. Sidinga isinqumo esithi abantu bangaphandle abehle amaruri. 0% foreigners in trucking industry. 0%.
Iningi labatshayeli Zimbabwe lithi liloko sabela ukuthi iqula labaphathi ntambo leli liza kwenza baphelelwe ngumsebenzi njengoba selikhuluma ngokuvimba imigwaqo nokubazingela emankampanini abaqatshwe kuwo. Abanye bathi kusobala ukuthi lo dlakela luza qhubeka ngoba usegcekeni ukuthi abatshayeli bakwele South Africa kabafuni ngitsho lo mtshayeli ole permithi emarolini. Kodwa kumtshayeli weZimbabwe uMnumzana Dayson Mkwewa uthi likhona ithemba lokuthi iqula labaphathi ntambo leli liza kwenza isimo sodlakela sibe ngcono.
Bangenza umsebenzi wabo in a professional manner because yabona i task team iba involved nabantu bama government officials or from ama different government departments. So I don't think ukuthi kuzoba nenkinga ukuthi bathageta nje ama especially ama foreign truck drivers. No,
noba nje ukuqale ngomnyaka wethulwe iqula likahulumende elibheke lodlakela imibiko etshengisa ukuthi sekulama role edlula amachumi esishiyagalombili achisiweyo kumbe azanywe ukuchiswa nokulinyazwa selokhu umnyaka uqalile. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingutuso Khumalo. Namhlanje uhlelo Woza Friday sihamba lomculi umqaphi Swela ogxile kumdumo kaMasikandi ephethe idlalade lakhe Elisha elilesihloko esithi Mfazi Womuntu. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
La telega mqapi elesibili njalo lilengoma ezilithumi lantathu umqapi uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Imbali yakhe
ngibingelele kakhulu kubo bonke abasakazi bomsakazo weStudio 7. Ngiphinde ngibingelele nakubalaleli. Ngithi lo okhulumayo ngoXayisani Siwela ozalwa lapha eCholocho kusiphepha oyaziwa ngomqaphi emculweni kaMasikandi futhi ngo-2016 akhiphe i-albhamu yokuqala
ingoma ezikuleli dlalade ziqoqela ethi ipanoi tulani wenzeka vikanye lale ehaya ibandla lemthwakazi Republic Party ethi mthwakazi bangathanda ukuthenga idlalathe mqaphi iba ngalithola njani
ama phone number abangangithola kuwo athi 071 793 5614 sacela ukuyiphinda ithi 071 793 5614 ngiyatholakala lapho efonini naku WhatsApp
abalandeleke ungabatshela wapi amazwi
Ngingathi kubathandi bomculo jikelele yonke nje umculo okhona kwelakithi sicela isupport sicela lithenge ama original CD ukuze nathi siqhubekele phambili siphinde sikwazi ukuzondla ngawo umculo ngithi niphephe njengoba sibhekane nonyaka onzima we-corona nabashayeli ningaphuzi lishayela ngiyabonga kakhulu
Uphuma ke enkundleni umqaphi ngale eyisihloko sedlalade ethi umfazi womuntu
sihlukanise hlobo kodwa sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ezigabeni zeMandebeleni kuqhubekela phambili ngesiqhubu esethusayo. Kunje bekumashumi edlula isicamunwemunye 81 abatholakale belegciwane leli izolo kuphela emhlubulweni. Kuphuma imibono etshiyeneyo phezu kwebhajethi ka-2021 yamabhiliyoni edlula amakhulu amane amadola eZimbabwe, 421 billion Zimbabwe dollars. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Cassidy Jeremiah ngisithi mpelasonto elithukele. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.